This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Joshua Lasley, respondent versus St. Louis County et al. Appellants, decided March 4th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Joshua Lasley, no, ED12661. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County versus Honorable Ellen H. Ribaudo, ST Lewis County, ETL, Appellants, filed March 4th, 2025. Introduction. This appeal concerns whether the St. Louis County Board of Police Commissioners can delegate its duty to hear disciplinary appeals initiated by St. Louis County police officers to a hearing officer. St. Louis County, the St. Louis County Board of Police Commissioners, and Commissioners Thomasina Hassler, Brian Ashworth, Richard Banks, and Michelle Schwerin, collectively the board, appeal the trial court's issuance of a permanent writ of prohibition. The writ prohibited the board from delegating its duty to hear Joshua Lasley's, Lasley, disciplinary appeal to a hearing officer. The board raises 2 points on appeal. In point one, the board contends the trial court erred in issuing a permanent writ of prohibition because the St. Louis County Charter, the Charter, does not require disciplinary appeal hearings to be heard before the board. Specifically, the board contends the Charter and the St. Louis County Ordinance, the Ordinance, authorize the board to establish its own rules and procedures for police disciplinary matters. In point two, the board contends the trial court erred in denying its motion to dismiss because the issue in the underlying case was moot after the St. Louis County Chief of Police, the chief or the superintendent of police, rescinded Lasley's disciplinary action. Regarding point Y, this court holds the board does not have explicit authority to delegate its duty to hear disciplinary appeals to a hearing officer. As to point two, this court holds the matter is not moot as there is still a justiciable controversy. Accordingly, the trial court's judgment is affirmed. Factual and procedural background. Lasley, a police officer with the St. Louis County Police Department, received a disciplinary notice from the chief related to some actions where Lasley would have been involved in some secondary employment. The discipline required Lasley to give up 24 hours of paid time off, PTO, vacation time. Lasley appealed the disciplinary action to the board. On June 10, 2022, Lasley was informed his appeal would be heard before a hearing officer instead of the board. On June 22, 2022, Lasley filed a petition for a preliminary and permanent writ of prohibition. Therein, he argued the board exceeded its authority by delegating its duty to hear his disciplinary appeal to a hearing officer and requested the trial court issue a writ barring the board from assigning a hearing officer to hear the appeal. The board filed a motion to dismiss Lasley's petition for failure to state a claim. The board argued both the charter and ordinance authorized it to set forth rules and procedures for police disciplinary matters and delegate its duty of hearing disciplinary appeals to a hearing officer. Specifically, the board contended the authority to hear 3 disciplinary appeals granted to it by the charter did not expressly require appeals be heard before the board. The trial court denied the board's motion to dismiss and, in pertinent part, found 2. The St. Louis County Charter provides specifically that the Board of Police Commissioners hear appeals from disciplinary decisions, see Section 4.271 and 5 of the Charter. In allowing the Board to make policies or rules to implement these processes, the Charter does not speak to giving the Board the authority to assign their duty to hear appeals. 3. The Board of Police Commissioners adopted a policy or rule by which the Board may appoint a hearing officer to act as its designee for all pretrial matters and to review evidence presented in any hearing and make recommendations to the board. The rule or policy speaks specifically to pre-hearing matters, not the actual hearing, and permits the hearing officer to be present with the board and to make a recommendation to the board, but it is the board who must decide the appeal. Emphasis in original. On January 23rd, 2024, Lasley received a notice related to the disciplinary action against him. The notice stated Lasley's 24 hours of PTO vacation balance was reinstated by the chief. However, the determination Lasley violated the general orders of the police department remained in his Bureau of Professional Standards, BPS, Phil.